San Francisco State's Queer History Conference earlier this week highlights the stories of people who weren't allowed to live their lives in the open. KCBS's Megan Goldsby has more.
The conference, put on by the Committee on LGBT History and hosted for the second time by San Francisco State this week, featured papers and speakers on history that dates back to the medieval period all the way up to the present day. Nick Surrett is chair of the Women and Gender Studies Department at the University of Kansas.
For some researchers, particularly those who are writing about eras before the emergence of gay, lesbian, and trans identity, they're doing a lot of reading between the lines. They're trying to be clever in their use of sources to figure out the sort of meanings that people attach to same-sex intimacy or gender nonconformity in the past, even if they didn't have the language that we have now, like gay, lesbian, trans, and so forth. And sometimes they are discovering people who were very deliberately trying to keep their lives secret for fear of their own lives.
So I asked Amy Sueyoshi, director of the College of Ethnic Studies at SFSU, if there were ethical issues in bringing those stories to light.
Queer historians don't have the same kind of moral issue about outing people in the past simply because we're not outing people necessarily. We're actually just uncovering divergent sex acts and identities and what that means about, the U.S. and the world culturally, socially, legally, and politically.
And she says we can learn a lot about the world now by studying these things.
I do think that there's a resurgence generally of public interest in history. And so I just want to encourage folks to think about history as a tool of empowerment, right? Not just for queer history, but for BIPOC communities as well.
Megan Goldsby, KCBS.